Ceramic and clay tiles are beautiful and decorative, and they allow you to be as personal and creative as you choose on both wall and floor applications.
Yes, but even just one cracked tile can be an eyesore and throw off the look that you put so much thought into. Here to tell us how to restore the integrity of your tiled wall or floor is This Old House general contractor, Tom Silva. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Nice to be here.
So why do tiles actually crack? If they're put down right to begin with, shouldn't a crack be pretty rare?
Well, there's the key word right there.
If they're put down right.
See, Tom's tiles never, ever crack.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Sometimes there's not enough adhesive underneath the tile. There may be an air spot under there. Maybe they're applied over the wrong kind of substrate. Maybe there's a screw in the back of the tile that may be popping out, pushing it out. There's a lot of different reasons why it may crack.
And tiles don't bend very well.
No, there's not a lot of flexibility in that hard product.
All right, so if we've got a cracked tile, we want to take out just that one tile. We want to do it in such a way that we're not really disrupting the surrounding tile, which could be perfectly fine. How do we do that?
It can be tricky, and it depends on the kind of tile that you have, but I like to start with sometimes a nail set and even a utility knife that they can scrape the grout out around the perimeter first, because you want to make room for this tile that you're going to break out to move to. So sometimes a nail set or even a sharp punch that you can just break the center of the tile out in little pieces at a time and work your way around till you get to the outside perimeter.
What about, what's that tool that saws stuff?
A grout saw?
No, the Roto-Zip.
The Roto-Zip.
Or it sort of routes it out.
Yeah, Roto-Zip, or even there's another saw. It's an oscillating saw.
Right.
There's a couple of different manufacturers of fine, and Porta-Cable make those. And there's a little fine blade that's carbide that you can get into that grout line, and it actually vibrates it out. But sometimes you don't need to really use that.
Right.
I find that a utility knife really works great. You do less damage to the surrounding tile.
All right, so we're taking the grout out. Now we have a little bit of room around that. Yep. So that helps when you break it and sort of separate it, right?
So you break it out with that, and a putty knife or a dull chisel gets underneath the tile and allow you to scrape it clean and really scrape the area clean. And then once it's clean, if you can find a tile to replace it, and sometimes that can be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an old tile that you just can't find at the store, you look around under your refrigerator, you look somewhere in a corner or a closet, maybe you can steal a tile from the floor. The trick to that is getting that tile out.
In one piece.
It
right.
Doesn't break. Yeah. Very hard.
Now, when you've got your area free of the tile, do you have to take out all the old adhesive that's underneath so
yep.
that you're back down to whatever that subfloor initially is?
You want to scrape it down so they have a nice flat surface for it to
mm-hmm.
go on. Now, let's say the surface that you're going to go on is really dry. So you want to I like to use like a thin set.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to use a thin set, I'll mix up the thin set and I'll apply it to the substrate. I'll lay it on there for a few seconds and then I'll scrape it off and then I'll reapply it with the proper notch trowel. And by doing that, I've dampened the surface a little bit so that when the tile gets ready to set onto the thin set, the substrate below doesn't take all the moisture mm-hmm. out of the adhesive. So you want it to stick better, and it will adhere better if the substrate is a little bit damp.
Do you do any investigative work at that point before you're installing the new tile to see if there's movement or a screw or something that caused the initial crack?
Absolutely. Once you've got that surface clean, you'll be able to see if maybe there was a joint in the plywood, or if the substrate had a joint, and maybe you'll have to apply a couple of screws on each side to fasten it back down, or maybe there just wasn't enough adhesive put under it.
I always used to note that the tiles that crack most frequently are the bigger ones. So the bigger the tile, the better the base, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that sometimes you put the adhesive on the floor.
Right.
In some cases, you have to actually butter up the backside of the tile, too, to form a nice cushion for the tile. It's got to sit flat.
We're talking to Tom Silva, the general contractor on TV's This Old House, about how to repair a cracked tile. So, Tom, once we tear that tile out, we talked about maybe finding another tile. If you happen to have an extra, I guess you could run to a tile store, see if you could find something that matches. If not, opportunity for maybe some decorative tiles?
Yeah, because if you can't get a tile, what do? You know, you can have one made. There are manufacturers that can make them. It's not cheap.
Right.
There's a minimum order that you have to get. And if they can match the glazing, you're in business. But if they can't match the color or the glazing, you got to get into a custom tile, and that's even more.
So maybe you put a few decorative tiles in there, and you look at like it was always supposed to look that
way,
right?
Yeah, so you go around. You get good at breaking out tile, but you have to break it out. But, yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Great advice. Tom Silva, the general contractor on TV's This Old House. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great advice.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
All right. Catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.